Good morning, sir, and congratulations on your promotion. My name is Samantha, and I will be your new secretary. Though, of course, you can address me as anything you choose. I understand cunt is extremely popular at the moment, or at least it must be, given the number of heads that turn in the lunchroom. Ah, yes, Samantha Slut does alliterate quite nicely, sir. If I may, my name is Slut, and I will be your new secretary. It is my job to ensure all your needs are met, sir, and to adhere to your office dress code. It is expected that executives such as yourself will choose their own dress codes. I will, of course, wear whatever you prefer. Yes, sir, and remove anything you require. My shirt, sir? Of course. Thank you, sir. I'm glad you like them. Oh, size? I'm a 36C, sir. If you would prefer larger, the secretarial pool. Ah, thank you, sir. And of course, sir, if you prefer I don't wear a bra. You do? Then if I may. There, sir. Yes, sir, my nipples are hard. It is the experience of the board that a secretary with hard nipples is preferred to one with soft nipples. Yes, sir, by both male and female executives. Of course, if you wish to feel my nipples getting hard, perhaps in your mouth or your fingers, sir, I can comply. Secretary training is extensive in the matter. My skirt, sir? I should remove it. Of course, sir. And I expect I shouldn't have worn panties. I should probably be disciplined for it, sir. The company provides a complete range of office equipment. You should find anything necessary in the left-hand cupboard behind your desk. And if there's anything you prefer that isn't there, I could put an order into stationery, sir. Yes, sir. Gags and restraints are in the cupboard on the left. Not that the gags are in any way necessary. Your office is fully soundproof. But some executives like their secretary silent in some circumstances. Should I take my panties off, sir? Of course. And stockings, sir? Do you prefer bare legs, thigh high, or a garter belt? A garter, sir? Yes, sir. It's me. I'm glad you like it. And my heels, are they high enough? Another inch, sir? I have some in my desk. May I put them on? Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. This is my desk. All company desks are specially manufactured. Modesty panel, sir? The company does not believe such things are necessary. Yes, sir. As you see, your desk faces mine, sir. Of course, I will keep my legs wide open at all times. It is one of the first things the secretary is taught in training, sir. Company guidelines suggest secretaries should finger themselves at both morning and afternoon coffee, sir. Unless the executive expects them to do so more often. Of course, a secretary is not permitted to come without permission. Oh, sir, before I forget, how would you like me to suck your cock? Would you prefer me on my knees, on all fours on your desk, or under your desk, sir? Of course. If you are sucked, I'll crawl over to you on my hands and knees and get under your desk. If you are standing, I'll kneel to you, sir. Yes, sir. Of course. All my holes are available to you. Mouth, anus, and vagina. are my mistakes. Mouth, ass, forehead, and cunt. So, of course, secretaries are trained to love the taste of cum, sir, and to suck cock fresh from an asshole. Yes, sir. Any asshole. Yes, sir. Including your own. And I am kept medicated so you can come in my cunt whenever you wish. Should I bend over the desk now, sir? To be disciplined, I should not have worn panties, sir. You'll note the locking bolts on the desk. The cupboard on the right should have. Oh, yes. Those will do very well, sir. Should I put my hands behind? Handcuffs are always so cold when they go on. Yes, sir. Those ankle cuffs should do nicely. Should I spread wider, sir? Thank you. And the riding cuff? Yes, sir. That always hurts a lot. And then my asshole, sir? With the cock, or? Of course, sir. Your cock. If I may, I'm looking forward to it, sir.